and it grows up on a something like a blackberry bush, but not near as many thorns on, but not near as big a bush. She goes about that high. And her name ripened. She took that little wild beer. And they began to ripen. You can smell them 150 yards earlier. It's a fainty baby, don't. It's got a taste here. It's a little bit faintier. I don't know. Uh-huh. Not like a strawberry or a blackberry or anything like that. But that raspberries, I said, you can smell those things, and he's right. Smell them near down the street down there.
Okay, and what about a tree that, or a shrub, I mean, that has leaves that get bright red in the fall, and it's got little clusters of berries on it?
Well, now, we've got some holly in this country that creates a berry, but it has a green, it's an evergreen.
Uh-huh.
That'll you stay with them.
Yeah.
All the year round. They have red berries in the fall. But now there's a lot of stuff around here, and I see there's some across the street, and there's some on the front here. I don't know what that thing is. I can't tell you what it is.
But what about
it makes a cluster of berries on a bunch, sort of like a grape, you see. Looks a lot like a grape, only it's a little red berry. I don't know what that thing is.
What about Sue or Shoe? Sue or Shoe?
Shoemate. Shoemate. Now that makes a berry.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it on a little cone outfit all over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shrub, but never gets to be a tree. I've never seen one that as high as this ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
They look shrubby, go to the ground, stay with the ground.
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
It was supposed to be a cherry tree.
Okay. And are there any bushes or vines that would make your skin break out if you touched them?
Yeah, there's a vine that grows in this part of the country, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We always call it a stinging vine. I don't know what the real name of it was. But if your face come in contact with that thing, I mean, you'd just have a fit. But it just kind of, the skin would kind of whelp up in pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you feel like you could just tear it off.
Mm-hmm.
Those things grew around in the cornfield sometimes. Mm-hmm. You ever been to that stinging vine in that cornfield on some, that one they'd eat you up.
You ever heard of poison?
No.
Oak or poison ivy?
Yeah, it was poison ivy. There's a lot of that in this country. A lot of people's allergic to that stuff, but you can't even walk by.
Mm-hmm.
It never did bother me. I could pull it off. It's a vine, and it generally grows on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it on the ground. But if it grows on a tree, it goes round and round that tree, you see, and climbs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one kind of poison, and there's another kind that's not.
Mm-hmm. How many leaves does that stinging vine have?
Well, it had, well, as I remember that, it had a little leaf that kind of grew up here and then had some little spikes run off from the outer edge of it. Now, this poison oak that we're talking about, it has a leaf that's kind of divided in points like that. And if there's four points on that leaf, that's the poison kind. If there's three or five points on that thing, that's not the kind that's not poison.
What did you call that now? Poison
oak.
Uh-huh. Is that different from poison ivy?
Well, no. It's